It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Commander Dave Jellin with the American Legion Post 3 here in Price. And Veterans Day is coming up, and there are all kinds of great resources that the American Legion Post offers to veterans, and we're going to kind of run down through them, and then they're going to have, of course, their annual Veterans Day ceremony, and we'll get into that towards the end of the interview. Commander Jellin, thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Appreciate the time and the opportunity.
So let's talk for a moment. Just give a little rundown of the American Legion and what they do for the veterans and everybody here in the area.
Well, the American Legion was formed at the end of the Great War, now called World War I. And those who served were in Paris and throughout France, and they decided to create a fraternity of service members who served over there. Their first real meeting in the States was their first convention, and they created the American Legion, which is a congressionally chartered organization. There are four main goals. One is take care of our veterans, Americanism, national defense, and youth and education. And I take two of those to heart. One is taking care of our veterans, and that's getting information to our veterans. That includes helping them find veteran service officers to help them with their VA claim. That's on the federal level, but there's a lot of resources on the state level. The other is trying to get Americanism and education done, is to present to the schools information about grants and scholarships that are available through oratorical contest or even Boy State and Girl State.
And we're going to talk about that for just a moment when we get to the end of the interview. The American Legion offers great opportunities for students to further their educations through, like you said, grants, scholarships, all kinds of things. Very simple to apply and take care of, and we want to hit on that and talk about that.
Definitely.
But first up, let's talk about some of the things that you do for the veterans here in our area. Every Friday, you have a coffee for everybody, don't you, for the veterans?
Yes, we worked with the Crosscut, and they allow us a veterans coffee. Basically, it used to be buy a donut, get a coffee. And it's just an open time for any veteran. You don't have to be a member. Come meet other veterans. And if you have questions about benefits, whether it's the federal or the state level, ask, share. And if you have no questions, come meet other veterans and just chat for a while. It's just it's a coffee. It's relaxed. It's not formal, but I always have information available for the vets. Occasionally, I'll come across vets. They have their VA claim, and they don't know about the state benefits based on that level of claim, including disabled veterans tax relief. So there's a lot of information that's out there that's available, and it doesn't cost anything except a few minutes of your time.
And that's another one of the main reasons, and your main goals, you kind of talked about it, is taking care of the veterans, because there are so many things that are available to them that they may not know about. And this would be a great place to go and find out if you've got questions, what they can do for you, all those kinds of things. And that's really what you've geared it towards, isn't it?
Definitely. And it's more of about, I might not know the information, but I know who has it for you, like a good librarian does, knows where the books are. The other is to put you in point of contact, put you in contact with those people that do know and then can help further your goals. And the other is just to have a chance to meet the veterans themselves.
And create that, because as you said, it's really a brotherhood. It is.
It is. It's a brotherhood of service members, the men and women who serve. And the other is collecting information to share, such as the Veterans Administration Clinic here in town. I've met with the director of VA Salt Lake several times about the clinic here, but also in service in general. So there's a lot of information that can be shared just for the asking.
And you, since you mentioned it, let's talk about the clinic. You said that there are people there for staffing purposes, right?
That is correct. They hired a nurse. He's here now. His first name is David. So he's a local. And he's a veteran, and he's been a nurse for some time. The VA is also looking at getting other staff here, including clerical and administrative and assistants. And then they're hiring doctors to oversee this clinic, but they'll be stationed in Orem and come down here periodically based on need. So there's a lot of information that's going around about that and the process improvement, not just for the building itself and the expansion and remodeling, but the trailer's open. Call for an appointment through the VA Salt Lake main line, whether it's a simple lab or vitals, because at the last I heard, it's a one-man store, but call and make an appointment with them.
And, you know, it's a good first step.
Definitely.
To figuring out and to go and find out medically how things are going with you. And if you are a veteran, it's yours. It's there for you. These are put there for you to use, right?
As long as they're qualified. And if they're not, there's ways to find out what level of qualification and care you can get through the VA or coordinated through the VA outside the VA. And there's a lot of different offices throughout the state that also step in to do that. And one of them is the Utah Department of Veteran and Military Affairs, and they have volunteers and employees that help coordinate services, medical and beyond, for veterans. So that's part of the stuff from the coffee, is just come and ask questions. It's not a one-stop shop, but it's going to get you on the right path.
All right, and then let's wrap up with your Veterans Day program. Interesting thing I just found out this morning as we were talking about Veterans Day and why it is and why everything happens the way that it does. So tell us about the reasoning behind it, and then tell us about what's going to happen down at the program.
So the reasoning, as the American Legion was formed in the ends of World War I, or the Great War as it was originally called, part of that was the fraternity. Part of that was the history and national defense and Americanism, because American troops had seen the growth of communism and other non-democratic republic forms of government, such as fascism and socialism. So they brought the care home and the American Legion. One of the other things that happened after the Great War was the creation of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. About a year after the war ended, a ship went across the USS Olympia, and it brought home the first of the Tomb of the Unknown. I get into the history on that. I've gone into it in previous ceremonies, but that's also on November 11th. And that's when that was officially recognized, was November 11th. But the most important part about November 11th is the armistice took effect. The cessation of hostilities took effect on the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month that year. And that's how you get Veterans Day.
And that is exactly when your program and everything will start down at the Peace Gardens,
correct?
That is
correct. We'll kick off the ceremony at 11 a.m. This year, we're not going to do a parade. Last year, there were fewer people interested or able or willing to walk. So we're going to just kick off the parade, recognize the veterans, go into a little history, and present information about veterans, and come and learn.
So once again, this is going to be November 11th down in the Peace Gardens on Main Street and Price, starting at 11 a.m., and if you're a veteran, if you served, please, you know what, find the time, make it down there. And if you need the help, it is there for you. Go find out all you can and go down. And if you are never served, you know what, make the time to get down there and thank these gentlemen and ladies for the freedoms that you have today. That's what it's all about.
Most definitely.
All right. So we talked about the fact that the American Legion has ways for students to further their education. So let's talk about that just a moment before we get out of here.
Definitely. One of them, the first one coming up, is an oratorical contest. It's like a debate. It's focused on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And the last year first prize winner at National was about $25,000. There's a state level prize of about $5,000. And then there's post and district level prizes to get you on your way. The hard part is to get information to the students and the parents that this money is available. A lot of the opportunity is there. It's trying to find the students that are interested in that. And that's open from grades 7 through 12. And you can do it over and over again. And it changes every year, so you can't reuse the same speech, but it's quite similar. The other is Boys State and Girls State, and that's hosted this year by Weber University. And that has money because they'll also give scholarships. And last year, the post offered up to pay for half of it when you come back. The last year cost was $400 per student, and we challenged the school to notify the children, the students, that when they go their junior, senior summer, that they'll pay the $400, but you come back and give us your 3-minute, this is what I did last summer for a week, besides earning 3 semester units in government, or political science actually, then we'll pay for half of that. And we're making the offer again. We're just trying to get into the schools to let the students know.
All right. So if anybody has questions on any of this information, how can they get a hold of you down at the post?
Well, we have a website, AmericanLegionPost3.org, and we also have a phone number, 435-630-8474.
All right. Commander David Jelen with American Legion Post number 3, talking all about veterans and all things veterans. Once again, the big Veterans Day program will be November 11th at the Price City Peace Gardens at 11 a.m. Commander Gellin, thank you for coming in and taking the time out to talk to us today.
Thank you for the time.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.